yesterday. How did they say it? It's always good to go to a men's conference because you can sing in the key. So we did that. It got a little hairy there for a few songs, but but we did have a good time. It was the No Regrets Conference hosted out of Elmbrook in Brookfield, Wisconsin. It's their 24th year doing it. And we had a good time. A lot of good speakers. We've gone to a couple different conferences in the last 5 years. This being one of them, this is a second year, I think, or third, second year, and the third year, I think Tracy and I went 1 year together. But it's just a good time. We actually stay here in Janesville. They do a simulcast. This year, they had, I think it's probably their 16th or 17th simulcast year, I think, from kind of hearing the stories. They started it around 2000. But this year, they had 108 host sites. So they had Elmbrook Church. They've got a satellite church inside Milwaukee that was one of their host sites. And they had 108 sites from East Coast to West Coast, at least one in Canada, some in the Caribbean islands. And then it was kind of neat. They said they started with two prisons as of Friday night. And then Saturday morning, another prison signed up right at the last minute to host it for some prisoners to come in. So they had 108 sites plus three prisons. Consists of a full day of sessions, 45-minute to an hour-long sessions with different speakers. And it's kind of neat because the guys can go and pick out of a whole bunch of different sessions. So we got three out of the Janesville site. And then if you go up to Elmbrook, I know Tracy's been up there, and it's kind of like if you watch the Indy 500, or the Daytona 500 is closer now, I guess. So you watch all those guys when they get packed up there, when it's like a green-white checker. That's what it kind of feels like, Tracy, is what you described. All those guys get out of there. It's like, boom, go to all your different places on this campus and find the spot that you want to go and see. But it's a good time, kind of local here. I don't know how many guys we had. They pre-sold 70 tickets as of end of last February. And there's... You can tell it's definitely growing. And that's hosted over at Faith Community Church on the north side of town. So had a good time there, had some local breakout sessions. But the whole theme overall was talking about grace. And it was interesting to hear about God's grace, because thank God all of us have fallen into God's grace one way or the other. And it's kind of, you know, people talk about a windfall into the lottery or a windfall into an inheritance or something like that. Well, guess what? We all fell into grace. We just happened to have it because of God's love for us. And that was one of the things that kind of hit home, and it's understanding where we are, who we are, and not just for men. Ladies, God's grace is there for you too. It's there for even a little baby, not even a month old. God's grace is there. And so it's good to understand what grace is. So I'm going to give you kind of an overview here, because there's a lot of different areas. And some of the breakout sessions were geared towards men problems, things like how to deal biblically with addictions to things like pornography or lust or drugs or alcohol, how to treat your wife, how to be a father. I know at the Elmbrook location, there's usually one about how to be a father getting re-engaged in the life of his family. But here in Janesville, it was more about just staying on the line of grace there. So starting off, we have what is grace? Well, the nice thing is it's not just saying a prayer over a meal. It's not just a concept. It's a true reality. But grace is what God gives us because he loves us, and he wants to change something in our lives for the better. So it starts off with salvation. The grace of his salvation is because he wanted us to live and not die. The grace that he provides for us in different situations is because whatever that situation would provide, God has a better outcome he wants something better, a different change, a different outcome. But it's something that he gives to us. We talk about growing in grace, and that's done through knowledge, reading the Bible, spending time with God, just spending time with God, and it'll grow. But the thing that got to me was, here you have grace, and we talk about all types of different things that we can do. And very easily, Chip Ingram was the initial speaker, so he's the one that set it up, and he said, grace is done through Proverbs 2. So in Proverbs 2:1, we initiate God's word. We open it up. We read it. We spend time in it. Because we do that, if we come with a teachable attitude and are passionate with a prayer to know him, then that means that we've made it a priority to find him. And because of all of that, our grace abounds. Our grace grows. Sorry, buddy. They're dropping like box elder bugs. But with that grace, that set up the whole platform. It was a good time. The nice thing is that all the sessions are recorded. So now as guys, even though we didn't get to hear all the different sessions, we can go back and listen to all of them. But it started with what grace is. And there are some different things. And I imagine probably between Dan and Tracy and even Lou, I know even Chris Ramirez joined us with our group to take part in this in the day. But throughout the day, we started with what grace is, and then we started talking about what grace does in different situations. But we ended the whole day. Albert Tate is a pastor out of Southern California, and put a reality dose on, a reality spin on what grace is, going through the story of Moses. And the only line that I could take out of it that makes any sense is, grace disrupts you from your failure, but also from your success. And he gave the example of Moses. Grace took Moses, put him on the wilderness, because and what he had done, grace came into that moment when he was in the wilderness running for his life, running in fear, and stepped in. And because Moses took action to go towards the bush, God took action to provide grace for him. And then Moses got it together and he was all doing good. He, as Albert Tate put it, he had his job, a wife, kids, you know, purpose. He had it all together. And then God came in, and because Moses responded to God, his grace fell again. So the first time, God's grace came in to disrupt a failure. The second time, God's grace came in and disrupted his success. A family man, you know, all the things that he probably thought he'd never see because he had to leave Egypt all came into be in a good way. But because God had something better for Moses, he used his grace, which comes out of his love and his mercy and his kindness for all humanity. He's got grace even for the sinner, because that's how we got here in the first place. Because of that, his grace came in and opened up better things for us than what you could even imagine. And it's important for us to know that. You know, I was talking to Tracy, and he's like, man, all this stuff. I know he was trying to explain some of the stuff to Val, and he said, Val's just going, I don't get it, honey. You had to be there. But because of the audio, and we'll probably post it to the Facebook page as a link, and maybe send out an email with a link to it. It's available for anybody to go and listen to. It's got a good understanding. Now, it's geared towards men, but grace covers all. It covers everybody. And it's important for us to understand what grace is, because we already know what grace did for us. But if we understand what it is, then we understand the next time it appears, grace is coming our way, and it doesn't always look like grace at first. We have a better inclination to just accept what God has. To know what he's doing in the world, and I'll end it with this, is one of the stories that Albert Tate shared was that a guy and his friend went to an art museum. Went and were looking at this exhibit that was open, and this guy was fascinated with this chess game. It was a picture of a chess game. He put it up on, it was up on the wall, painted, and at the caption it said checkmate. And this guy just stood there and studied it, and his friend's getting agitated. He's like, let's go, you know, they're closing. And this guy's just studying it, and he's looking at it, and finally he goes, wait, there's something wrong. He said, what do you mean? He goes, it's chess, it's a checkmate, there's nothing left. He goes, no, if you look there, the king has one more move. It looks like everything's blocked in, but the king has one more move, and as long as the king has one more move, then the game's not over. There's still time. And I took that as, well, that's good, because that's exactly what grace is. When it looks like there's no more move, grace comes in and moves your king out of the way, or your king moves you out of the way, and now you've got one more move, and the game's not over. And I don't know, Silas, you play chess. Can you get into a check and get out of check? Oh, yeah. That means the king can get out of whatever harm is intended and get to the point where the game goes on. So I want to encourage you. It was a good time. As the men, we'll discuss it in our next breakfast. We'll send out some emails and try to keep some open dialogue. But to understand his grace, what it did for us.
Excuse me.
Yes?
What was the website you go to?
So it's called No Regrets. So No Regrets Conference, I think, is what it is, noregretsconference.com. Nice thing is this year, because, menwithnoregrets.org is the actual website. But because guys are simple-minded, they had to make an app for us. But this is how good this is, just to tell you the type of caliber of ministry that is doing this and why it's been going on for 24 years, is that by the time I checked it just before the last session, they had almost all of the breakout sessions and other sessions up on this app by the time that they started the last session. So that, and they said, when you get in your car, go on, open up the app and start listening to the audio that you missed and start talking as on your way home with the guys that you came with. That's the type of ministry that they have. Everything that they do, they put out to the men free of charge to make sure that the men can take it and run with it. So it's been a good time. It's good to see the men in the area coming together. I know one of the things that they've talked about when they did their comment card was, as a man in the community of Janesville, would you be interested in getting together with other men of God in the community of Janesville on a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis? And so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that, because, to see that many men together, to hear them singing songs, to see guys from every age. I mean, there's guys there that I saw that I hadn't seen since I was a little kid. And to see them still going strong and God, that they were right there next to the teenagers, praising God, worshiping God, and learning about what it is to be a man of God.